Do you celebrate when you fail? It's not what comes naturally. We mess up or fail at something and we feel bad. We beat ourselves up. Oftentimes people around us make us feel bad, especially if it was a big fail. And with social media, it can be magnified and broadcast around the world. So not only do we have our own shame, we get a big pile of it from others, and we simply want to give up. It can be tough after failing to want to keep moving forward. With spring upon us, I was thinking about daylight saving time and how we spring forward. But for me, it's more like falling forward because losing that 1 hour of sleep throws me off so much. I am a mess for at least 2 weeks, seriously. But we keep moving forward. Even though we lost that hour, there's purpose behind it. And isn't it the same with failure? We mess up, fall, learn from the mistake, get up, dust ourselves off, and keep going. You may feel like you've been knocked down, pushed aside, fallen flat on your back, and you're losing the fight. You keep moving forward. It may feel like a setback, but it's actually a set up for what God wants to do in your life. When it comes to failure, you might not initially think of Thomas Edison. When I see his name, I think light bulb, inventor, success, and trailblazer. But did you know as an inventor, Edison made 1,000 unsuccessful attempts at inventing the light bulb? When asked, how did it feel to fail 1,000 times? Edison replied, I didn't fail 1,000 times. The light bulb was an invention with 1,000 steps. See the perspective? He kept failing forward. He used the experience to support the next one. He didn't let the failure define him. He let it shape his progress toward the goal he was trying to achieve. The Bible is full of failures. Heroes of the faith and leaders that failed. Elijah got scared and ran away. Moses hit a rock when God said, "Speak to it." John Mark straight up deserted a missionary journey. David committed adultery and killed a man. But their stories didn't stop with their mistakes. They kept moving forward, falling and failing forward, learning along the way and leaving an example for us in that God redeems us, restores us, and uses us in spite of our brokenness and failed plans. Psalm 37, 23 and 24. The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Your steps are made firm when you keep your eyes on Jesus and keep going. You will fail. Get back up. You will fall, but God catches you every time. You are not alone and not defined by your past. God wants to use what you've faced, what you're facing right now, what you've walked through to deepen those redeeming roots of truth and grace, as well as to encourage someone else on their journey. That's the truth. Spring forward into what God has for you. Even if it feels like you're losing, God's got a plan and a purpose to use every step along the way. I'm Lori Klein.